Blog Talk Radio.
The bubbles are working hard for you, and now it really shows.
Ta-da!
There's a new bathroom cleaner with color power technology from Scrubbing Bubbles. This powerful new foam sprays on blue, and it cleans as it turns from blue to white. Then all you have to do is wipe. New Scrubbing Bubbles bathroom cleaner with color power technology. We work hard.
And it shows.
So you don't have to.
SC Johnson, a family company.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and happy Merry Christmas Eve, I should say. This is a product of Beverly Nation, and we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. And again, this is The Work Is Done, saying Merry Christmas Eve to everybody out there that's listening. I want to welcome everybody, and hey, you can call in tonight, 516-453-9133. Yeah, call in tonight. Be a part of the radio show tonight. We have a very exciting show for you tonight. We are talking about the need of a savior. The need of a savior. You know, this being the time of year where most people celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, you know, we need to understand why he had to come and be that sacrificial lamb for the world. You know, he had to understand why he had to come be the sacrificial lamb, you know. And so that's what we want to talk about tonight. We want everybody to call in. If you're not out wrapping gifts and getting ready for your holiday season, join us here tonight on the radio, and let's talk about why we are all in need of a Savior, why we are all in need of a Savior. So, you know, as we start tonight, I want to take you back. I want to take you back to the Old Testament, and we're going to look at the time right before Noah, because that is that's a very pivotal time in why today we are all in need of a Savior. You know, after sin nature entered the world, you know, after Adam and Eve ate the fruit and, you know, she was deceived, he ate the fruit, sin entered the world. After that, when you look at Genesis, and I believe it's chapter 6, you know, people had just begun to do any and everything that was against the nature of God, because at that time the law had not been given. The law, you know, the Ten Commandments and the law, the rules and regulations, that wasn't given to the Israelites until the book of Exodus with Moses. So we're talking about before that. So before that even happened, you know, once sin nature entered in, people just began to do whatever it is that their hearts desired. You know, there was just such lawlessness, such disregard for the love of God, for the nature of God, for the, you know, for him to work his righteousness. There was such disregard for that, that God looked down from heaven and he said that it actually regretted. He was sorry that he had even made mankind by this time, you know. And then he made the statement in Genesis chapter 6. He said, you know, he saw that the intent of man's heart was evil continually. The very intent. That means that at that time, there was the love of God could not be found nowhere, you know. And well, I won't say nowhere, because God was able to see a man called Noah, and he gave Noah an assignment. He, you know, many of you who know Bible, who know the story of Noah and the ark, and, you know, a lot of times people just know that he built this large boat-like vessel and took two of every animal. You know, that's probably the extent that people know of Noah, but it's their understanding of the why. You know, why did God choose him? You know, the Bible says that Noah found favor in God's eye. Out of everybody that's acting lawless and reckless, Noah was a man who was still trying to live righteous. And God saw that, and he honored it, and he gave him the assignment to save not just his family, but anyone else who was willing to hear and heed the message that he was given. Understand that. He was given the opportunity to save not just his family, but it was only his family that was saved. Why? Because just like in today's time, you have a lot of people who hear the word and still reject it. They hear it and still refuse to acknowledge that they are in need of a Savior. Why? Because they're happy living in sin. And that's how those people were, even to the point where they were just mocking Noah. You know, had, you know, called him a crazy man, a lunatic. You know, here, why are you building this large boat-like vessel talking about rain when they had never experienced rain in that region? And you know, that's even in of itself is miracle-like, because they had never seen rain. And now here he is talking about, man, it's going to rain so much that there's going to be a giant flood. So, yeah, they look at him like he was crazy. Just like in today's time, you have men and women of God who teach, preach, and minister the word of God to unbelievers, and those people are looking like, you know, well, hey, I'm having my fun now, and I'm going to keep having my fun, and if it happens, you know, I'll deal with it when it comes to that point. You know, to me, that's foolishness. You know, I often tell people, I would rather live righteous and find out that it was not true rather than to not live righteous and find out that it is true. See, I'm not willing to take that chance with my life, with my eternal life. I'm not willing to take that chance. You know, and call me, you know, Bible thumper, call me a Jesus freak, call me whatever you want, but I would rather believe that God is real, that Jesus Christ came, lived, suffered and died, and then rose again for my sins. I would rather believe that now and live my life as if that is true to find out maybe that it was all for nothing. But what did I lose? I lost nothing. What did I gain? I may have gained nothing. But now the opposite. What if I don't live my life for Christ? What if I don't believe that there's a God in heaven that sent his son Jesus Christ to die for my sins? What if I don't believe that? And then at the end, find out that it's true. What did I lose? I lost my opportunity to live with the Father throughout eternity. What did I gain? I gained eternal damnation. So I would rather believe. So now here it is in this time of Noah. You had all of these people mocking him, calling him crazy while he's building this vessel. And at the same time, he's preaching to them, ministering, telling them that, man, listen, you guys are running out of time. That's the other part. People just don't believe that they're running out of time. Why? Because even for me, you know, as a kid, you would hear, oh, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. And then you live your life and, you know, generation after generation, well, he ain't came yet. So that causes this false sense of security in people that think, well, you know, it may not be true. Everybody's just saying he's coming. But see, this is what the Bible says. It says that God is not slack concerning his promise. And that's the promise of sending Jesus back. He says, but he's long-suffering, not willing that anyone would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So God has given us opportunities. He's given us each day that we live, that he allows us to wake up, is that opportunity to get into the ark. That's the opportunity. You have an opportunity to get into the ark. Why? Because that's where the salvation is. And see, now we're not talking about the physical ark that Noah built. We're talking about getting into the salvation, understanding that I need a Savior who is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is now the ark, and we have to enter in because this is what he says in John chapter 14. He says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, this is why we need a Savior. So during that time, you know, Noah, he's preaching. He's telling the people, man, listen, you guys are running out of time. The flood is coming. But day after day, because, you know, back then they lived hundreds of years. It took Noah anywhere between 80 and 100 years to build that ark. God called him at 500. At 600, he began, he boarded the ark, him and his family. So we're looking at 100 years of him laboring, toiling, you know, suffering ridicule. And this is what, you know, we believers do. We suffer the ridicule for our beliefs. People call us crazy and why are you going to that church and why are you giving your money and why are you living this way? Why don't you have fun? No, I have plenty of fun. My wife and I, oh, man. See, we realized we didn't need to drink to have fun. We realized we didn't have to get high to have fun. We can still go out and enjoy life. So now these people looking at Noah, ignoring the message, believing that the flood was never going to come. There was never going to be this day of judgment that he was talking about, that God had promised. There was never going to be this day. So they lived their life day after day, only looking to please themselves. And then it came time when the ark was finally finished. Still didn't believe. The ark was done. It was ready. Now, you know, they start seeing animals come only by the move of God, animals starting to come. See, for me, now, let's just say I was one of those people who didn't believe that just this day of judgment was going to come. And I was ridiculing and I was mocking and making fun of Noah. When I see these animals coming, all types of animals, and they're all getting into this ark, guess what? I would have had a change of heart right at that moment. And some people need to see it to believe it. And that's what Jesus told the disciples. He said, you know, blessed are you because you see. There have been many prophets who longed to see what you see but didn't see it, but yet they believed. Now, what about those who will never see it, who don't see the miracle signs and wonders? But will you believe? That's the question I want you to think about during this break, and we'll be right back with The Work Is Done.
Just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river,
Father.
I wanna be free from sin. Oh. Just wanna have eternal life, Lord.
right, yes. We want to hear him say it that day, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You can come on in. Hey, we're back with The Work Is Done right here on these O&E stations broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Call in tonight to The Work Is Done. Let's hear your thoughts on why we need a savior. So before the break, you know, I was saying, think about that. Just think about for a second, what would it have taken for you to believe if you were back then in those times, even now, even in today's time, what would it take for you to believe that it was time for you to get into the ark? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for the rain to actually fall? Are you waiting for the miracle signs and wonders to appear? What are you waiting for? What would it take? What is it going to take for you to believe? So I said that, you know, even if I was one of those people making fun of Noah, once I saw the miracle of all those animals entering into the ark, see, that's not something that's natural. It's not something that you would see every day. That would have been the sign, you know, if I was back then, if I didn't believe anything else, if I didn't believe anything that man said, once I saw the animals showing up, two by two, wild animals, tame animals, animals of every species, not being aggressive, but orderly, and we don't, you know, we don't really know exactly how it happened, but we know that those animals were going voluntarily into this ark. That would have been enough for me. So you would have heard about Noah, his family, and Kev. That's what the Bible would have said, Noah, his family, and Kev, because Kev would have been on the ark, you know. So here it is, these people, even after seeing that, refused to believe. And it wasn't until after the last animal went in and God told Noah, take you and your family, your daughters and their husbands, enter into the ark. And they went in, and the door to the ark, because there was no mechanics back then. There was no, you know, no hydraulics back then. After they went in, God shut the door. And if you can picture this, picture you are one of the ones standing out there. You see this family go into this ark, and then next thing you know, you just see this door slowly closing. This right here should be revelation for a lot of people that's out there listening. Because just like then, the door is slowly closing. There are people who even to this point, who have died, wish they had the opportunity to make the right choice. And people who are dead right now, wishing they had the opportunity to make the right choice. Because we know in the story of Lazarus and the rich man of Lazarus, that the Bible says that Lazarus, when he died, he went to the bosom of Abraham, but yet the rich man, when he died, he found himself in hell. And see, and in hell, he had full recollection of his life on earth. He knew exactly where he was, when he was. He remembered his family because he was trying to get Abraham to send Lazarus to his family to warn them so that they wouldn't have to go to that place. But Abraham said no. They got the prophets to listen to. They have ministers and pastors to listen to. See, right now you have that. You have the advantage of having pastors and ministers and reverends and things like that, leaders in the gospel, you had the opportunity to hear their message. The door is slowly closing. So now that door of the ark finally closes. Opportunity is passed. It's not going to reopen. Opportunity is passed. Now the rain starts. Oh, my God. He did say it was going to rain, but is it really going to flood? First of all, you've never seen rain before. They had never seen rain. And now it's pouring down. And not only is it pouring down, but there's water coming up from under the ground. You got water coming down. You got water coming up. And next thing you know, there's this mass panic. People are now rushing, banging on the ark. Let us in, let us in. And guess what? It's too late. It's too late. You had 100 years while this man built this ark to have a change of heart. You had all this time. You had the time where you saw all these animals showing up. Animals that weren't even from the region. Animals that weren't even known to that region start showing up. You saw that, but you ignored it. Hey, we're going to go to the phone lines. Caller, welcome to The Work Is Done. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Pastor, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry, how are you tonight? Hey, Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve. You know, I'm listening to everything you're saying, and I used to think about that kind of stuff, but back then, to me, it should have been easier than it is now because they didn't have all this scientific crap coming out. They didn't have, like you said, you know, they had such proof right there. And, you know, today, every time I try to talk to people, not everyone, but a lot of people anymore these days, when I try to talk to them about Jesus, you know, they say things like, oh, the Bible was written by man. But they're not understanding that every single word God it came from his breath to that man. And things are unfolding right now. Everything, it's in the end times is coming close. And everything mm-hmm. is in the Bible. And when I show things to people and point things out, there's a part of them that wants to get it, but then there's this part of them that's like, no, it can't be possible. It can't be possible. No, it's not making sense. No, it is making sense. So I don't know why people deliberately decide to not believe. When I was younger, this is all I needed. I remember asking. I went to see a priest, I went to see a pastor, and I even went to see a rabbi. I wanted to get all input because I went to Catholic school and I had my own ideas. And I remember thinking there has to be a God based on one fact and one fact only. If it takes a man and a woman to make a baby, two people to make that baby, how were the first two people made? And that's all I go by. And I don't want to hear about, you know, science and evolution. That's crap to me. That can't even be real. I'm sorry. You know, the body is perfect. God made it perfect from head to toe. Every organ, think about how we're made. So to me, there has to be a God based on a baby.
Yeah, you said a couple of things that I want to touch on. Because you said you want to know why people don't believe and that, you know, when you talk to them, they say the Bible is written by man. The first thing I want to read is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. People have to understand the devil is rampant. He doesn't want people to believe. So when you're talking to people, it's like, yes, that part of them, that God part of them, that spirit man wants to believe, because the spirit man longs for that connection with God. But because they've been led by their flesh, their sin nature, for so long, they don't know how to give up the sin nature. So therefore, they come up with all the excuses, all the worldly excuses, why they shouldn't believe. So like you said, they say, you know, well, the Bible is written by man. Well, when we read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of it is given by God's inspiration. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, that's the part that they don't want to get. Why? Because it means I have to surrender my sin nature. I have to surrender everything that makes me feel good, and then live this life where, I, you know, it's been portrayed that, oh, it's just this boring, dull life, the life of a Christian, no fun, boring, and dull. Well, who would want to live like that? And see, that's why I said earlier, you know, my wife, we used to go out and party and do all that stuff and drink and close down bars, close down clubs, then wake up in the morning feeling terrible. Now I don't never have to have that feeling no more. And we go out and have just as much fun.
Amen to that.
That's why people are in need of a savior, because they think that they don't. And the very thing that they think they don't need is the very thing they need.
Hmm. Amen to
so
that.
Listen, all right. So, Sister Jerry, listen, I thank you for calling in. I pray that you have a marvelous Christmas, not just a
you
merry Christmas, but a marvelous Christmas, full of love, joy, and happiness. Amen.
Ditto. And thank you for your service.
All right. Thanks a lot, sister. So, yeah, so call in tonight. Let's have this conversation of why is it that we need a savior. And, you know, we went back and we were talking about, you know, the days of Noah, and you can kind of equate those things that was happening in Noah's time with things that are happening in this time. All right. And we'll be back. We're going to hear another track and we'll be back with The Work Is Done.
Another day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. Won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, And we would be surprised what we'd see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God is not like that. When you're done wrong, He will pick you up, put you back where you belong. Oh, no, 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 no. You'll never, never,
oh,
never,
never,
never let, never let me fall. When I need
you,
I can call you. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You never, you never, hey, somebody is in love today.
Yeah, God hasn't given up. Hey, listen, first of all, I want to give a shout out to our radio internet DJ Hall of Famer, Honey O, putting it down tonight. You know, he's doing this thing. But yeah, God hasn't given up on you. See, and that's why He allows you to wake up with the breath in your body every day. So every day you have this opportunity to enter in. But just like, you know, Sister Jerry Petito, when she called up, she's like, man, why is it that when I talk to certain people and I'm sharing with them, you know, the good news, I'm sharing with them, you know, the love of Jesus Christ. And it's really, you know, when people share their testimony, that should be, you know, almost enough. Man, let me tell you what God did for me. How He kept me, how He delivered me, how He brought me through. When you start hearing those testimonies of people, and we're talking about, you know, there are people out there who were atheists, never believed in God, but had a revelation, and now are entering into the kingdom. And then you look at, you know, to those of you that are out there listening, you know, it's three types of people. You have those who don't believe. And, you know, no matter what you say, they're just not going to believe. And that's why I read that scripture or told you about that scripture that says that, you know, God is not slack concerning His promise, but His long-suffering toward us that, you know, He doesn't want any of us to perish, but that wants all of us to come to repentance. The truth of the matter is not everybody is going to repent. That's just the reality of it. There, you know, hell is enlarging every day. Matter of fact, somebody just died because people are dying all the time. Somebody just died and went to hell because they refused to believe. And hear it again, just like in those days of Noah, those people thought that, man, because they were living for hundreds of years back then. Noah was 600 when he went into the ark. And those people who may have been, you know, 300, 400, they're looking like, man, I still got a long time to live. Nope. that flood came and those people were begging to get into the ark. Hey, let's go back to the call line caller. Welcome to The Work Is Done. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach. Well, actually, I'm calling from Mississippi tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Same to you. Like always, I'm enjoying your show. always, I tell you, you said something. You said, I think you said, you breathe the breath. I'm just reminded of Genesis 2 and 7 when you say he breathed the breath of life into us. So that alone just makes me grateful and reminds me of there's something greater than me, that there's something that keeps me, that there's something more powerful than me, because it's not me that breathes that breath of life into me. So I'm grateful for you and this show on tonight. And yeah, Brother O is doing his thing like always. He never fails. I thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Why is it for you personally? I know you say you're thankful for the breath, but why is it that you felt as though you needed a savior?
Because I know that if I look back over my life, I know that the things that I've endured, the things that I've been able to overcome, it was not by my strength that I was able to do it, that something saved me. And I know it was the Creator that saved me. So I know that I need him in my life. So Amen. Just me personal, I need that. I need that connection. I need that savior. And that's just me personal. I can't speak for nobody else because I don't know what nobody else has been through. But when I woke up from surgery, 6 hours of surgery from being shot point blank range with a shotgun, I know it was not by my power, but by that power of that Creator, the one that saved me. So that's why I know I need a savior. And I'm only speaking for me.
You know what? And I appreciate it because I was going to ask you, was there, a personal testimony that you would have been willing to share, and you shared it. Let me do a follow-up based off of what you said. What was your life before that incident compared to your life after?
Before that incident?
If you don't mind,
Yeah, before that incident, you said something. We think that we have all the time in the world. At some point, I thought that I was invincible. I thought that it was about me and that I had an ego problem. I had an attitude problem. You name it. I had it going on. Like you, I, too, was a clubber. I stayed in the club. But it's more to life. I realized that there was something that I was supposed to be doing, that there was people that needed to know that he was real, that the Savior was real, and it was not by our power that we were waking up and that we were given these opportunities, that he was extending his grace and his mercy daily for us. You know, every day that we wake up on this side, we should be grateful because he's given us another chance to get it right, another chance to walk into to the light, to walk in, to walk out of the darkness, because he's given us free will. He's given us choices to choose, so we can choose today to serve him, or we can choose today not. Like you said, you know, some of us are never going to repent, and some of us are never going to accept the fact that the Creator is real, that he exists, and that he has our power.
Amen.
But, hey, I believe what I believe. I thank you for being who you are and for doing exactly what you're doing. Keep being obedient, and thank you so much. Brother O, thank you. Always, I have to thank you for this opportunity, for allowing us to come on and be who we are. So I am Angela. I am a host here as well. My show is Walking Purpose with Angela. I'm on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I'm on after Jerry Petito, right before Hooney. So I think we are back on in 3 weeks. We'll be back on in January. So look forward to the new year, 2022. A lot of people are going to walk in all that he said that you would walk in. You got to believe
it. That's right.
So thank you.
Amen. Well, before you go, we're going to bring Brother Owen before you go.
Well, first of all, I want to say my testimony. You know, when Angie told me about what happened to her, you know, I was on the other side. You know, how God saved my life, how Christ came into my life. You know, I'm going to say it. You know, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I used to gangbang heavy. Went back home to San Diego for the first time, thank God, when, you know, the virus wasn't as bad. And I got a chance to be with guys I used to gangbang with, Angie. You know, now we're all in our 50s. Imagine that. We were teenagers doing wrong out here. You know, miscreants. You know, out here causing trouble. You know, wrong person coming out of the hood with the wrong color. You might lose your life. You know, that's the type of life that I lived. Okay? And to see what God has done for me and try to help people and change people. You one of the main people, man, that I know God has sent into my life to mentor, to be strong. Look at you now, a worldwide advocate. You know what I mean? You were already doing your thing when you came on, before you came onto this network. And I just hope that this network has enhanced your abilities. And it definitely has enhanced mine, because guess what? I don't live that life anymore. Now back to Pastor Kevin.
And this is what people need to hear, because a lot of times people just really believe that whatever struggle they're in it by themselves. But that's what the enemy wants you to believe. He wants you to believe that you're all alone on this island, that nobody understands, nobody comprehends, nobody knows what you're going through. And you know, and a lot of times people don't know, because you won't reach out and allow people to come into this wall, this fortress that you've built up. You're not letting people in. But here's the thing, you're not even letting the love of God to come in, because only the love of God can really tear down this fortress that you built up, all these walls. Every time somebody hurt you, that's another wall. Somebody talked about you, that's another wall. Somebody slandered you, that's another wall. And then you are so fortified in yourself that you won't even let the love of God come in and tear that down. And that's why these radio shows are so important. That's why this network is so important, because this is the opportunity that you have to hear that, wow, there is somebody out there who will love you unconditionally.
You know what, Pastor? It's funny you said that, and I'm glad I have Angie on the phone. And Angie, I haven't dedicated the phone to you in a long while. And you still there?
I'm here.
There's a time where we had to come to our own realization. I hope more people, you know, press one before we get into our final thoughts. But this song is for everyone that's out there that feels that there's no way out. God got you. He certainly does.
A sinner's prayer. A sinner's prayer.
Still here.
A sinner's prayer.
it's young on a Sunday morning. Stood outside contemplating whether I should walk through the door. You see, a lot of folks know me from way back when. People holding me to all those past sins. But I know all have sinned and come short of His glory, yeah. I'm just glad I'm still here to tell my story, yeah.
To the work is done. There is so much that I want to say about that song that has just played, but I'm going to reserve that until after we go to the phone lines. Caller, welcome to The Work Is Done. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my travel name is Hooney Box Atun. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How you doing, man of God?
Man, Merry Christmas Eve. The Magic Man, Brother Hooney Bakuntun. Thanks for calling in. Hey, how were you tonight, brother?
Doing excellent. Just want to say thank you for being who and what you are. I feel so grateful you're a part of O&E Dynasty. And, you know, as you continue to share your divine gifts with the world, you and your wife, and the way that you just continue to do what you do for us, I'm telling you, I don't take it lightly. I appreciate, you know, what you're putting forth, because so many people who need that never heard that. I mean, to me, you're a great example, and that's exactly what it's about right there. Just like you look at the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as being a great example, and that's why I take the standpoint for him. You know, when you ask that question, you know, why would people need that? Because most people need a great example to be able to aspire, not just to look at, but to see them as something that they are capable of being just as good as or even greater. And I'm only quoting the words in which he was quoted as saying. So, you know, your teaching tonight, not only do it hit home, but on so many levels, you know, I know that it's definitely food for thought for the people who haven't embraced that concept yet. So I just want to say thank you. Keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Amen. Well, if you don't mind, I asked you the same question that I asked Sister Angela, and I'm sorry that I didn't ask Jerry the same question, because I know she has an awesome testimony as well. People who don't know her story need to listen to her broadcast, because she has an awesome testimony as well. But if you wouldn't mind briefly sharing, what was that pivotal turning point that where you understood you needed somebody greater than yourself?
Well, actually, it pretty much was always there. Being raised as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew, each one, even though you're hearing three different names or concepts, the Christ figure was always there from my father's side of ancient Aswanese. We always looked at the Savior figure, and that goes down from the East as well as over here in the Western world. You understand? We always acknowledge that, but you know, it's always been there in my upbringing. As far as me, I had to grow up and go out on my own. But like the scriptures say, that if you train a child in the way in which they go, you know, when they get older, they'll never depart from it. So regardless of whatever right. I did in life, I always had those root teachings. So I comprehend it. Part of me want to say unfortunately, but it's not, because, you know, part of my calling is I had to take that message and to be able to address it according to the people over here in America who has been very, very limited in a lot of the teachings. But also as you travel the world, you come across different concepts, whether it's the Islamic concept or the Hebraic concept. And I was fortunate enough from a young age to be able to go from synagogue to church to masjid with that same concept. And let me say this right quick, man of God. That's one of the best-kept secrets that a lot of people never even knew. And they still don't know that today with a lot of the arguing back and forth over which religion is correct, but that Christ concept, even though the name, a lot of people get caught up on the name. But you and I both know, and some others who's listening, the scriptures say, holy is thy name. And if they embrace that concept, they wouldn't be, you know, pretty much caught up if the name change or title change from one phase to another. But it's always been there. Okay, so part of my task for over 36 years is bringing people up to a level where they can be able to see it, to be able to read it, and what's most importantly, to be able to experience it on a personal basis.
All right. Couldn't have said it any better.
He ain't getting off the hook there. He talked about June 13th, 1985 a lot, you know, where he got his, you know, transformation in mind, spirit, and body with the work. But, you know, past I'm going to go into Ngozi time after I do this for Brother Humi and whoever's listening. On October 8th, 1979, I gave my heart to the Lord. I was only 9 years old. And I knew right then and there that was the right path. And a lot of times I strayed from a lot of situations. But, man, this song, to me, when I first really understood it when I was 5 years old, Huni Bakatoon and Pastor. After this, I'm going to Ngozi time. You know, Huni, this is dedicated to you and all the folks that, you know, truly believe that the Creator is able. And Pastor Perry is dedicated to you because of what we believe. Let's go there, y'all.
Yesterday my life
songs, definitely by the Anil Twins, when I grew up as a kid, I knew a greater path, you know, and I had to be mature enough or mature enough to understand it. Now in my life, I understand the rough roads. Being CEO of this network is rough roads. I have to deal with personalities, changes, and rely on my business acumen that was given to me by the Lord to be able to understand people. But understand this, only Dynasty is to touch people and change people. Now it's up to you to take it positive or negative. This young man has been with us since 2019. He's one of two people with Terror Strength that has lasted in that era of 2019. 2019 was a tough year. We brought Pastor Perry in and Terror Strength in one of the toughest years of any network that's ever existed in alternative radio. We lost two broadcasters in that year. This show is dedicated to both of them. Darlene Lawrence, our first ever Hall of Famer, the outstanding host of Righteous Consciousness, from 2013 to 2015, and Anna Wardell, which our most sacred award is named after, the Ola Deli Ngozi Enterprise Host of the Year. Darlene died on the 14th of February, and then 1 month later, Anna, exactly 1 month later, on the 14th of March, passed away. It takes strong leadership to make things happen. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the great leader of all time, the great leader that controls time, the one and only true God. And I thank all of you guys for being part of Orny Dynasty all of these years. For those who celebrate Christmas, have a merry, merry Christmas. Have an outstanding Christmas Eve. Be close to your families. This is very, very important. This is what this time is about. It's not about really the holy day or holiday. It's about the time that you spend with your family. We're going through a lot right now. A lot right now. With this new virus popping out, please, guys, be careful. Definitely keep your eye on the prize. Be vigilant. The eye of the prize is you. Stay healthy, and all the things that you do on a constant basis. And tonight, for me, my son, and the two living beings that's looking at me right now, my two dogs, Bailey and Benson, I want to wish everybody happy holidays. And of course, on the 26th of December, we celebrate for this network one of the holidays that we cherish. One holiday is Juneteenth. And next year, we will not do any shows on Juneteenth, no matter who was on. There will not be a show on June 19th, 2022. But we also celebrate a time in our network for 8 days. It's the magical Kwanzaa. It's the wonderful release and release to celebrate the African experience in America. Take time to light the candles. Take time to learn as we will share each day on the tenets of Kwanzaa. The first day is Umoja. We need peace around the world. Peace and goodwill toward men. The next show we have will be Chinchilla Janicia. You know her as the great Chinchilla J, the Sonny Griffin award-winning linear new host of the year. And News Forum will be on the first day of Kwanzaa, Sunday, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the ONE, which is Ola Deli Ngozi Enterprise. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that. BattleNet.com. Wayne Gossier Time, both on Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dunning Gossier Paris Google Plus. Ola Dunning Malema Gossier Facebook, as well as our business page and what it's done, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, celebrating 9 years in the year 2022. We want to say to everybody, like Edward R. Murrow would say, and like John Facenda would say, and that I always say after every single show, good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry with his final thoughts and the invitation to discipleship right here at ONE.
You know, right before Brother O played the O'Neill Twins, he played the song called The Sinner's Prayer. And the lyrics say, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God blessed me to see another day. Even when I was wrong, he was still there. I'm so glad that God still hears the sinners. You know, a lot of times people feel as though what they've done in life disqualifies them from ever entering the kingdom. And I'm here to tell you tonight, that's what the devil, the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, the dragon, that's what he wants you to think. That whatever you've done, God will not love you through it. But the truth is, there is a Savior out there who is willing to love you, like I said before, unconditionally. That's why the Bible says there's nothing that you can do that will ever separate you from the love of God. Romans chapter 8. I'm so glad that nothing that I do can separate me from the love of God. This is why we need a Savior. God, the Bible sums it up in this verse, and you all know it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him and on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. And if that's you tonight, after all that you've heard about Noah, the ark, and the people who mocked him and wasted an opportunity to enter into safety, to salvation. If that's you tonight, don't allow that door to close. Don't allow yourself to be locked out thinking that you have enough time, because you never know what day could be your last day. So if that's you tonight, just simply say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. And renew a right spirit within me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just that simple. Hey, listen, welcome. For those of you that said that prayer and said it earnestly in your heart, welcome to the kingdom. Now you don't ever have to worry about being shut out. Open your heart to truly experience the love of God. All right? Hey, Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Like Brother O said, take this time and stop looking at the gifts, but look at the gift giver and enjoy that time with your family. Hey, this is Pastor Kev. The work is done. Love you guys. I'll see you in 4 weeks. Right back here on these ONE stations. God bless.
No, not one. the Savior given.